shares of Facebook are hovering around half the price they were after that much ballyhooed public offering 3 months ago. And analysts warn they might fall further as early investors are allowed to sell millions of shares over the next several months. So what does all of this mean for Facebook? The falling share prices of not just Facebook, but Groupon and the online game company Zynga are reminding some people of the dot-com bust of 2000. But our next guest says, unlike those days, these online companies are making money, just not enough. John Ehrlichman is senior West Coast correspondent for Bloomberg TV and co-host of Bloomberg West. He's out of San Francisco. And John, we heard at the public offering from a lot of people that Facebook shares were overvalued. Older investors like Warren Buffett were saying things like, I don't understand Facebook. I don't know what its future is. So I'm not buying it. So does this mean the skeptics were right?
There were people who saw challenges for Facebook in the beginning, and those challenges still exist today. The challenges for Facebook start with advertisers. Facebook has to find a way to convince more advertisers that the best way to spend their marketing bucks is on the Facebook platform, because they've got to grow at a significant rate to make investors happy.
Last week, we heard Facebook executives make this big presentation, talk about how they were going to aggregate information from Facebook and push it onto people's mobile phones. They were going to have this new platform, and they'd have a lot of advertisers because they'd have a lot of eyes. Did they do any convincing then?
Well, the company is still in convincing mode, and I think that's the challenge. The challenge is they're trying to reinvent the advertising business, and I don't know that there is a world of marketers that are convinced. In the early days, Madison Avenue said, okay, look, we've got to be involved with Facebook in some way. So we're going to put some money to work on, you know, building our presence on Facebook. But getting them to actually take advertising dollars that they'd be spending on, I don't know, Google or on traditional TV ads or radio ads, that's a whole other ballgame. And so the convincing story continues with them. And
right.
You mentioned mobile. This is the biggest thing with Facebook right now. Actually, I had a chance to speak with the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, a few weeks ago, and he said this is our number one challenge, the fact that more people are using Facebook on their phone, not as much on their desktop PC anymore, and that changes not just the technology behind Facebook, it changes how the advertising is generated, at what rates, all that kinds of stuff, and they're trying to work through all that. At the same time that you've got very well-known insiders like board member Peter Thiel, he was a founder of PayPal, an early investor in Facebook, who just sold another 20 million shares in Facebook, almost $400 million worth of stock. And it's very challenging for a company that's trying to say, we're pushing ahead, we're building our business, to make it easy for investors to understand why they should own the stock when some insiders are busy selling their stock.
What about Mark Zuckerberg? People are saying his lack of experience is being underscored here. Is it possible that he'll leave or be forced out?
Well, the reality is that Mark Zuckerberg has voting control at Facebook. And that means when the board of directors sits around the table and talks about what they're going to do, what companies they might buy, all that kinds of stuff, Mark Zuckerberg really has final say. So if Mark Zuckerberg wants to step aside in some way, which I don't think he's going to do, it's really up to Mark Zuckerberg to decide that. Remember that when the company was getting ready to go public, a lot of people were focusing on this. What does that mean if he has got this voting control? I don't think at the time anybody thought that we'd be sitting here a couple of months later talking about a Facebook stock price basically half where it was when they went public, because I think there were a lot of people that thought, well, this might be a longer-term issue for Facebook. I think the other factor is if he were to make some change to his role, it wouldn't only undermine his abilities, it would undermine the abilities of his senior executive team. The former Google executive, Sheryl Sandberg, who's his number two, their CFO, Dave Ebersman, these were the people who were alongside Mark Zuckerberg on the IPO roadshow, selling investors on the company story. If he were to make a change now, it might signal not only that his leadership is in question, but the leadership of his senior team is in question. And that just creates more uncertainty for investors. And that's obviously not a good thing.
John Ehrlichman, senior West Coast correspondent for Bloomberg TV and co-host of Bloomberg West. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay, going to take a quick break. And then up next, will the foreclosure crisis cost President Obama votes in November? And could the White House have done more for troubled homeowners given the political climate? We'll take that up in 30 seconds here and now.